May the Lord bless you and keep you in his loving arms, dear heart dwellers, Mother Claire asked. Jesus, please speak to me. What happened today? The Lord began. They tried to take your husband's life, but were not able to because of my mercy. I made you a promise that I will keep. That's all you need to know. I already knew ahead of time the mistakes you would make, and my promise holds steady. So please, stop worrying, and do pray. It never hurts when you pray or set up the blood to protect him. It never hurts. My darling Claire, I promised you, and it won't be long now. Hold fast to me. I know the seas are turbulent, the winds ferocious, but you are saving souls right now. Nonetheless, it won't be long now. Please hold on, Claire. Don't give up. Do not allow your faith to waver. I am sustaining you. You are in very turbulent environment. It is good for you to tell everyone that things are going to get worse, and the only survival is to hold on to one another in complete love and cleave to me. Do not allow yourselves to get blown off course. Steady as she goes. I am the one guiding your vessel. I am the one bringing you into turbulent waters, and I am the one who will bring you out. You are feeling right now what the whole world is experiencing, from the immigrants to the flood victims and what will be volcano victims. You are at the hub of the wheel, beloved, and you need to steer this ship into the waters of unending intercession. Commit every action to saving souls. Make a conscious choice to offer everything for the souls who are in very difficult straits, whose only hope is me. You are like the little fishing boat in your vision with a huge net spread out behind you, and you are chugging along with the nets dragging souls out of danger. You are bringing in the harvest, the catch. You don't need to see the fish. You just need to believe that your tears and anxieties are dragging the net that is catching souls and bringing them in. This is the harvest time, and you are the little trawler, steady as she goes. Don't worry about what is going on below in the water. Trust that I'm arranging all that. Just keep moving forward. I will steady you, my beloved. Just trust in what I'm doing. The enemy tries to make it look worse than it is, but this is all part of the plan, and you are right on target. Lord, you did say you would shorten the time so that we could survive it. Jesus continued, I wish I could lift it all off of you, but not yet. This is what I need. Do you realize thousands are dying every day from different things? Well, no. I don't think of thousands. Yes, it is true, he said. Many that are dying you will never know about, because it is in remote areas and not being reported. Others will be kept from you because of political agendas. But I tell you, there are thousands dying every day, and you are helping them attain heaven. That is why it is so hard. Didn't you always want to walk on the dusty trail with me and save souls? Ministering with me? Yes, Lord, I wanted that so badly. That was my original vision when I became a Christian. It is what I lived for. Well, your vision is coming to pass. The dust, the dirt, the danger, the heat, all of that is real, and so are the souls you are suffering for. Rejoice, my highly favored daughter. You are walking with me, and souls are being added to the kingdom. Please believe me, and take my word for it. I know this is very difficult for you, beloved, but I'm holding you tightly, and I will never let you go. And that was the end of the Lord's message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and let us remain steadfast in our resolve to continue praying for souls.